Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala asyrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allahu 'azza wa jalla fa'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already bestowed upon us this holy month of Sha'ban, and this is the month which have lots of virtues, and this is the month people are very neglectful about it. The month of Sha'ban, which comes between Rajab and Ramadan, is one of the great month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this month to change the Qibla. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to face Baytul Maqdis as Qiblatul Ula. Our Qiblatul Ula, the used to be the Baytul Maqdis. All the Bani Israel, all the nations used to face Baytul Maqdis as their Qibla. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Madinah Munawwarah, so here also Allah ta'ala has commanded him that when you pray Salat, you must face Baytul Maqdis. But naturally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was following Millat Abikum Ibrahim. His grandfather was Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is the one who built the Ka'batullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his son Ismail alayhi salam built the Ka'batullah. And the people of Makkah used to make tawaf of Ka'batullah. They used to worship around the Ka'batullah. So that was the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Ka'batullah should be our direction, should be towards, we should face Qibla when we pray Salat. So it's about 17 months or so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was facing Masjidul Aqsa in Madinah Munawwarah praying, and he was not happy about it. Naturally, he was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you know, allow us to face Ka'batullah. So after 17 months pass, then this ayat was revealed. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبُ وَجَّكَ فِي السَّمَاءَ فَلَنُوَلِّي أَنَّكَ تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجَّكَ سَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبُ وَجَّكَ فِي السَّمَاءَ فَلَنُوَلِّي أَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجَّكَ سَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying Salatul Zuhar in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in one place, that place called Masjid Qiblatain, those brothers who go for Hajj and Umrah, at that particular place they built a masjid, and they named that masjid is Masjid Qiblatain, a masjid who has two Qibla. Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying Salatul Zuhar, and he already performed two rakat with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And in the Salat, this ayat was revealed. Jibril Islam wrote this ayat. So he did not wait to finish the Salat. There and there immediately, he turned around and faced towards Ka'batullah. From Madinah Munawwarah is on the south side. So he faced towards Ka'batullah in the same Salat. So two rakat he prayed towards Masjidul Aqsa, and second two rakat he faced towards the Baytullah. Since then till the Yawmul Qiyamah, the Qibla, the direction of our Salat will be towards the Ka'batullah. No more. Even a person is praying Salat in Masjidul Aqsa, he has to face towards the Ka'batullah. No more Masjid Aqsa is the Qibla. Now until the Yawmul Qiyamah, this, after this ayat was revealed, our Qibla became Masjid al-Haram. So in this ayat, Rasulullah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we see you that very eagerly You are looking towards the sky, looking for, waiting for the wahi and revelation to come and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you can change your qibla. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاتُهَا. We know your desire, we are going to make you happy. Now, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. You must turn your face towards Masjid al-Haram, Baytullah. وَحَيْسُمَا كُنْتُمْ. And wherever you are in Madinah Munawwara or anywhere else in the world, wherever you are, you want to pray the Salat, فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَ. You must change, you must turn your face towards Qibla. And this is what it is. فَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبِ فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجُوهُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere, whether you are in the east or in the west, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But facing towards Qibla, it is the unity. And whole world, the Muslim Ummah has been united to face in one direction, which is the direction of the Qibla. So this ayat was revealed in month of Shaaban. It's such a great month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the Qibla, you know, gave us this opportunity to pray our Salat all the way towards Baytullah, towards Masjid al-Haram. Another virtue, my brothers, that prior to the migration, when Rasulullah used to stay in Makkah Mukarramah, all 13 years, there was no month of Ramadan. All the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast at the farad and compulsory fasting at the Yawm Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. That fast used to be compulsory fast. There was no month of Ramadan in Meccan life. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madinah Munawwara in second year after the Hijrah, after the migration, then this ayat was revealed in Madinah Munawwara in Surah Al-Baqarah, that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyamu kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Oh, you believe, ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyam. That now we have made compulsory upon you people to fast during the month of Ramadan, as we made compulsory upon the previous ummah, so you people may obtain taqwa and piety. So this ayat, which made the holy month of Ramadan as the compulsory fasting month for the Muslim ummah, this ayat also was revealed in Shaaban. So this is another virtue and opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us in month of Shaaban, that He made for us the month of Ramadan, granted us the month of Ramadan as a whole month to fast, and it is obligatory fast. So alhamdulillah, this ayat also was revealed in month of Shaaban. Another virtue. As we know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Habibullah, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him Imamul Anbiya at the time of Mi'raj, Sayyidul Mursaleen, you know, leaders of all the prophets and the messengers. So to show his status, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these words only in the Holy Quran. Ya inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Surah Al-Ahzab, 22nd chapter. This ayat is such a great ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the status of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how lofty and high position he possessed inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, never commanded us directly that, oh, you must send durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he said first for himself, inna Allah wa malaikatahu. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself and all his angels are sending durood and salam. We are doing that. Allah by himself, Allah is not praying, Allah is not fasting, Allah not pray, doesn't have to do any amal. He is Khalik, he is Malik, right? But this is the only amal, this is the only act he does by himself, voluntarily, out of respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending rahmah and blessing
upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all his angels are sending blessing and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So oh, who you believe, you people also join this great work and this great amal which Allah and his angels are already doing. Participate in this great amal, and you people also send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What will be your benefit? Angels are not getting any benefit, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have to have any benefit. Benefit is for you and me. And what is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that whoever sends one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already sends upon him 10 blessings. See? So this is the benefit for us. Send one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In return, Allah's blessing, Allah's maghfirat will come to you in 10 folds. So this ayat also was revealed in the holy month of Shawwal. So you can see how great this month is, my brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen so many virtues to be revealed during this month of Shawwal. Now that Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an, who was adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right, Hazrat Zayd was his son, so Usama was his son. So Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an was regarded like household family member of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was very close. He used to stay with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. He said, "Qala sa'altu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lam araka tasumu shahran min shuhuri ma tasumu min sha'ban." I observe you, I found you that you are fasting during the month of Sha'ban more than any other month. What's the reason behind it? Why are you fasting in so many days during the month of Sha'ban? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, قَالَ ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبُ وَرَمَضَانُ. This is the month which falls between Rajab and Sha'ban. The people are very neglectful about it. People don't care about it. People give virtues towards Rajab because Laylatul Mi'raj and the Shahrullah is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they pray some extra ibadah during the Rajab. Likewise, in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, they do pray some extra ibadah. But in between this Sha'ban, people are neglectful. They don't pay attention towards it. This is one of the reasons Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I like to fast more days during the month of Sha'ban when people are neglectful. Another reason, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In this month of Sha'ban, the deeds, the actions in a'mal of the people are raised towards Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds. فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. So I love that when my amal has been presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should be in the state of fasting. Look at the eagerness and desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, when you see this red light, please stop praying salah. This is the makruh zawal time. As soon as zawal will end, inshallah, light will be off. Then you can pray nafal salah. Please just sit and don't pray salah. Jazakumullah. So, in this another reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given, that in this holy month of Sha'ban, because our annual a'mal, annual deeds has been presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why I love that when my a'mal has been presented, I should be in a state of fasting. Brothers, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given two reasons. One reason is people are neglectful. So if you do any amal, there are certain times or there are certain places where people are neglectful about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you grab that opportunity when no one is doing any amal and you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values your amal more than anywhere else. For example, the time between Fajr and Ishraq, no one is... After Fajr, people just go away and they get busy with their own stuff. No one is remembering or doing any extra ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is grabbing that time, when people are neglectful, they are not doing any amal, and he remains making zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran till Ishraq, and then he pray Ishraq, Allah loves that person. Because very few people are paying attention towards it. Likewise, between Maghrib and Isha. It comes in the hadith, Rasulullah says, this is the time when people are neglectful. They pray Maghrib, they go home, they start eating or sit with the family, and they don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So this is the time between Maghrib and Isha, most of the people are neglectful. So if some person is get busy, engage himself between Maghrib and Isha, Allah loves that ibadah. Allah loves that person. Allah grants more reward towards him because everyone else is not doing, not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one who is so concerned about it and wants maghfirat, he wants Allah's mercy, and he occupied himself during that period when other people are neglectful. Likewise, tahajjud salat. Why is so great salat? Why is so virtuous salat? Because most of the people during the tahajjud time, they are sleeping. They are enjoying their sleep. There is no one to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that particular time, if someone breaks and spoils his sleep, and then he stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves his action. Look at everybody is resting, everybody is sleeping. They are unmindful. And look at this, my servant. He spoiled his sleep, his comfort, and he stood up in front of me. Allah loves that action. So when these kind of times, when people are neglectful and someone is doing that action in amal, Allah grants him the more reward and more virtue. Likewise, there are some places where people are neglectful. For example, if you go to the marketplace, if you go to the bazaar, if you go to the malls, people are just going there. What is happening over there? Buying and selling. Only these two groups. Some people are buying, some people are selling. No one is there to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? This is the place when people are very neglectful. They are more worried about purchasing, looking the stuff and whatever they are choosing and negotiating and buying and selling. So everybody is engaged in that kind of conversation or that kind of activities. No one is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at mall or at the market. That's the place. When you come to the masjid, automatically you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you go to the marketplace, that no one is remembering. That's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The most beloved places on surface of the earth inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. Why? Because when a person coming to the masjid, he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he's going to pray salat, he's going to read Quran or making zikrullah or istighfar, whatever. So this is the place which remind people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you go to the market, it's full of shayateen and activities of the dunya and worldly things. No one remembers there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah says, Abghadul Bilad is the worst place to go to the market and bazaar and malls. But if you have to need something, you need to go there. But you shouldn't spend more time over there. Now, in that place, it comes in the hadith, in the Babu Zikr, that if a person is going to the market and mall, and there he recite one time the fourth kalma, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamdu yuhyi wa yumit, biyadil khair wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by reciting one time this zikr, this fourth kalma, Allah will grant him 1 million reward. How many? 1 million reward, because the value is very high. Everyone is unmindful of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there you are remembering alone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah appreciating your action. And Allah is granting the virtue 1 million times. Your 1 million sins are forgiven and your status will be high to 1 million status. So this is the reward. When a person is neglectful and you are the only one doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant. So this is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast during the month of Sha'ban. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also narrated the hadith that most of the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast almost whole month of Sha'ban. And most beloved month to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the month of Sha'ban. Now my brothers, the 15th of Sha'ban is a very great night. Inshallah, I'm going to talk about it in my next sermon. But just keep in this mind, we should not stick only to the one fast of the 15th of Sha'ban. Rather, we should take more advantage, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast almost whole month of Sha'ban. If we cannot do whole month of Sha'ban, at least we should try to fast every Monday, every Thursday. This was a great sunnah and mustahab for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to fast every month, every Sunday and Monday. Why? Because the reason was this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, our weekly amal also presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Monday and every Thursday. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is my desire that when my amal has been presented, I should be in this state of fasting. So every Monday, every Thursday, during this month of Shaaban, we should try to fast. And especially that the 3 days, Ayyami Bid, 13th, 14th, and 15th of every month, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast. 13th, 14th, and 15th. Now this, in month of Shaaban, 13th, 14th, and 15th will be 27th, 28th, and 29th. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Coming Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, after 2 weeks, that will be the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So we should not only fast on one day of 15th of Shaaban, rather we should add 2 extra days. Like start fasting from Saturday, fast on Sunday, and then automatically 15th of Shaaban will be on Monday. Sunday night will be the great night, and the next day, Monday, will be the 15th of Shaaban. So rather we should fast 3 days, 13th, 14th, and 15th. So we will get the more virtues, and we are really following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.